John Wolfley.
This is as real as it gets for me.
Spends hours grinding film and scouting opponents.
This stuff is life and death for me.
Exclusive access.
It's who I am.
Invaluable insight that gets you ready for the game.
I am going to beat you into the ground all game.
This is Wolf's Film Room.
All right, Bear, what do you say you go ahead and bring me a muse here? Bring me a digital download from my cloud account, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Quinn is not the mighty Quinn, but Falcons fans thought he was. In 1967, the legendary Bob Dylan, Google it, my young crunks, wrote the song about a fictional Eskimo that would appear and fill people with joy. The mighty Quinn would solve problems for people and make them declare they had never seen anything like the mighty Quinn. Isn't that right, Manfred Mann? The English rock band recorded Dylan's tune, and it shot up the charts.
Come all without, come all within, you'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn, say the lyrics.
Arthur Blank remembers that song. Blank was 26 years old when it was released in 1968. Unfortunately, he had seen something like the mighty Quinn, Mike Smith. Smith was Coach of the Year in 2008, 2010, 2012. He won 66 regular season games in 7 years of being the Falcons head coach. The problem was, he went 1-4 in the postseason. Smith was fired because the defensive-minded head coach had a horrible defense. The fan base was beat down, low down, wearing a frown.
Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy.
Dan Quinn is Irish and knows nothing about Eskimos or igloos. Mr. Blank handed him the keys to the Home Depot kingdom, along with Thomas Dimitroff, and asked him to co-build the Falcons' house. After losing to the Packers last week, everybody is being evaluated. Coaches, players, staff, everybody but the co-builders.
Everybody's building ships and boats. Some are building monuments, others are jotting down notes.
Dan Quinn may be jotting down notes, but I think he's taking names. From players to staff to everything, we want to make sure that we look at the body of work and get clear, concise evaluations on everybody, said Quinn on Monday. What won't be evaluated, Basinonians, is the Falcons' defensive scheme. Pete Carroll raised Dan Quinn up in the Emerald City with the Legion of Boom guarding the gates. Watching Falcons film is like watching Seahawks tape. And as we all know, birds of a feather stick together. The Falcons will line up in a 4-3 defense. If in rundown situations and you go power personnel with a fullback or two tight ends or both, they'll go power personnel and bring in a true third linebacker in the 4-3 front. They like to jam up the box with an extra defender, close the middle of the field with the safety, play man, cover three, or robber. Man across the board with a free safety in the middle of the field and a free hitter down low, looking for crossing routes to jump. They are, ladies and gentlemen, Seattle East. And that's by design.
I like to go just like the rest. I like my sugar sweet. But jumping cues and making haste just ain't my cup of meat.
Ha ha ha. Finding the meat in Atlanta to populate Pete Carroll's plate of schemes has not been sweet for the mighty Quinn. He hasn't been able to replicate the aggressive linebacker play at the second level. Deion Jones is a great weak side inside linebacker, but he just returned from IR and is finding his way once more. Devondre Campbell is tough, but he doesn't bring the savage to the field like Bobby Wagner. Demonte Kazee is a playmaker, but he's no Earl Thomas. Jordan Richards is tough and plays in the box a lot for the Falcons, but he's not Cam Chancellor. And Desmond Trufant wishes he had the production numbers of Richard Sherman. Vic Beasley is an effort guy, but isn't as explosive as we've seen in the past. Grady Jarrett gets interior push and is the Falcons' best defensive tackle. But, well, you know, scheme will never be skill, and skill dominates scheme.
Let me do what I want to do. I can't decide them all. Just tell me where to put them, and I'll tell you who to call.
Dan Quinn appears to be safe this year and is still calling the shots with Dimitroff. But there's nothing mighty about the Falcons' defense, and that doesn't bode well for Quinn, does it, Mike Smith?